This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 6:07, 7 minutes after 6 o'clock at WCHL, 69 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Partly sunny, a little patchy fog in some spots this morning, otherwise scattered showers and thunderstorms in our forecast. 50-50 chance of rain today, mainly in the afternoon. Our high today about 88 degrees. Tonight partly cloudy with the chance of scattered showers and thunder showers, and the low around 70. Chance of rain remains at about 50% tonight and overnight, and then tomorrow a 40% chance of rain with a high in the upper 80s once again. So a little on the warm side, maybe a little on the foggy side this morning. Be careful. 7 months into the planning process for one of Chapel Hill's busiest intersections, some are calling for the Central West Steering Committee to change focus. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Nearly a year to the day after the Chapel Hill Town Council adopted the Chapel Hill 2020 Comprehensive Plan, town leaders reviewed the progress of one of the first fruits of that plan, a Citizens Advisory Committee tasked with charting the future of the Estes Drive MLK intersection. But some residents of the area told the council last night they're not happy with the direction of the Central West Steering Committee. Teresa Raphael Grimm said she feels neighborhood input is being overlooked in favor of consultants' recommendations.
Is this the vision the town council has for the 2020 process? Do we really want to know what people think, or is the Central West Focus Area Steering Committee process merely a well-orchestrated charade, where citizens' input is tolerated under the guise of active community engagement but not actually considered?
She was one of several speakers asking the council to extend the November deadline for the committee's report and allocate funding for an outside facilitator. The group of neighbors also presented an alternate plan for potential development that features less density than that suggested by consultants from Roadside and Harwell. That citizen plan was delivered to the council along with 200 signatures of support from residents in the area. But council member Donna Bell warned against building single-family homes, arguing that given the scarcity of land in town, low-density development would preclude affordable housing.
I think these small area plans will be a moment where we as a town decide whether we truly have a commitment to a diversity of folks living here or whether we truly want to become a sleepy suburban town, a bedroom community.
The 17-member steering committee was appointed by the council last fall to create a small area plan for 60 acres near the intersection of Estes Drive and Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. About half of those serving on the committee are residents of the area. The others represent business interests and stakeholders from the wider community. Councilmember Matt Tchaikovsky called for the council to approve funding to hire a facilitator who would work with nearby residents and the steering committee throughout the summer.
When there are significant groups with different views on how the process is going and where we stand in it, we need to find some way, I think, to build the bridge back. So I would very, very much be in favor of spending the money, whatever it takes, to get an extremely able facilitator.
But his motion failed in a 5-2 vote after committee members acknowledged they'd already rejected a similar idea earlier in the planning process. Town Manager Roger Stansel said the steering committee does have the option of calling in a facilitator over the summer if members decide that's what's necessary to move forward. Looking ahead, Councilmember Jim Ward urged both neighbors and committee members to consider the bigger picture.
This needs to be a plan that really moves the town of Chapel Hill forward while taking into consideration those who live nearby and those who live more distant than that.
The steering committee meets next Monday at 6 o'clock in the Siena Hotel. That meeting is open to the public. Meanwhile, the Chapel Hill Town Council will go on a summer hiatus. Regular meetings will resume in September. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Moral Monday was a mighty big day yesterday. We'll have that story coming up. WCHL News Time, 6:11, 11 minutes after 6 o'clock.
No suitcase required. Best Tile is here to make your dream design project a reality with their unsurpassed global selection of tiles. And you only have to travel down the road. The team at Best Tile has sourced the globe so they can bring you the imported selections that you love close to home. Best Tile is located right in your neighborhood between Chapel Hill and Durham at the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road, just off I-40. So stop by and visit their extraordinary showroom and all that the world has to offer without ever leaving the triangle. Best Tile, local store, global selection. Begin your quest at besttile.com.
To get your home ready to sell, you need someone with vision to help with the many tough design decisions. Hi, I'm Tammy Thornton, Realtor with Tony Hall & Associates. I have many years' experience in the film and TV industry where the wrong decisions can be very costly. Presentation or staging has become essential in today's market. My expertise starts with the best preparation for the market, and I'll represent you through the entire selling process. Call today at 919-933-8500. At Tony Hall & Associates, we don't just list houses, we sell them.
You waited all year for this, the kids to graduate, the weather to warm, all driving the impulse to escape for that well-deserved family vacation. How would you like to start that vacation with a wow and a brand new 2013 BMW 320i for $325 per month? That's phenomenal handling, intelligent technology, and exceptional fuel economy in the 2013 BMW 320i for $325 per month. Performance BMW is well known for the promise and the wow. The promise is you'll guarantee that you'll always receive extraordinary service from expertly trained people, all for a superb value. The promise is so truly exceptional that you're bound to belt out a wow that might even rival the wow man himself, Gerald LeMoyne.
B3899, 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year, 3,800 CCR, tax tag and $549 based on MSRP of $36,875 and selling price of $35,500. Financing with approved credit through BMW UFS. See dealer for details. Take delivery before June 30th, 2013. No cost maintenance. Does not cover tire wear. See BMWUSA.com for more details.
BMW is the ultimate driving machine, 2013 Center of Excellence and Volume Leader. All new BMWs come with no-cost maintenance for 4 years or 50,000 miles. No cost means you pay nothing for standard maintenance for the life of the new car warranty. PerformanceBMWChapelHill.com.
Good morning. It is 6:13, 13 minutes after 6 at WCHL. United States Congressman David Price of Chapel Hill spoke to more than 1,000 protesters at Mass Moral Monday in Raleigh. The North Carolina NAACP's demonstrations have grown from just a local effort to a statewide movement to now garnering national attention. This week, 120 people were arrested, bringing the total to more than 550 since the protest started in late April. WCHL's Rachel Nash was there and has more.
It's a combination of what's happening in our state, which is just so far beyond normal politics or normal changes. This is a real wrecking crew. This is a real Tea Party extremism. And it's denying people health insurance. It's out to destroy, I believe, public education. It's putting up barriers to the right to vote, and on it goes.
That's Congressman David Price. He represents the 4th District in North Carolina, which encompasses Orange, Durham, and Chatham counties, among others. Price joined representatives from the AFL-CIO of North Carolina and a number of other labor and women's organization groups in protest of the policies of the Republican-controlled legislature.
This is North Carolina. This is the state that we've thought of as the guiding light of the New South. North Carolina seems to be just determined to go right there to the bottom.
North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory recently said that the Moral Monday movement was made up of outsiders and not natives of North Carolina. A UNC study determined that 98% of protesters were local to the state.
It's a grassroots movement. It gets bigger every week. I just feel like I got to show support.
And though the rallies are due to the efforts of North Carolinians, they are gaining the attention of national media outlets such as Fox News and MSNBC. The network sent multiple camera crews to cover the event. NAACP State Chapter President and protest leader Reverend William Barber asked Price to join him on stage, as well as a bevy of state leaders who were in attendance, including North Carolina Representative Verla Insko and North Carolina Senator Ellie Kinnaird.
One of the most important things is we need to get the word to the public about what is happening in the legislature and the damage they're doing. For me personally, it's 16 years of my work just being destroyed.
Kinnaird, who has attended many of the protests, said she's concerned about a multitude of legislation that's already been passed and is also going through the General Assembly. Due to a decision by North Carolina lawmakers, more than 70,000 residents will lose access to federal unemployment benefits when new state laws go into effect on July 1st.
We're just going down the tubes. Environmental justice, racial justice, social justice, we're taking giant steps backwards, and we really need to be moving forwards from where we were, not backwards at all.
That's John, a resident of Chapel Hill, who chose not to give his last name for fear of jeopardizing his job. He was arrested Monday, along with Mary Beth Powell of Carrboro.
I really had to go out on a limb and do this today, but I wanted to make a stand and make a statement that I'm just tired of these policies, and this is my right as a citizen to express my displeasure. I would just encourage anybody to come see democracy in action. It's pretty powerful.
Powell said she was pleased to see Congressman Price in attendance, in addition to other state and local leaders representing Orange County. Barber issued a call for another Mass Moral Monday to take place next week. He's promised the protests will continue even after the General Assembly ends its regular session this summer. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
As the Morrow Monday protests ended their second full month, 17 of the very first protesters to be arrested appeared in court for the first time yesterday. Like the majority of the other protesters who were arrested in the state's legislative building for protesting, those who appeared before the judge were charged with trespassing, failure to disperse, and holding up signs. Al McShirley, a civil rights lawyer who will be representing some of those arrested, says the charges are clearly unconstitutional.
The charge is ridiculous to say if people were walking into the legislature and holding up a sign that that was somehow a crime.
The lawyer who represented the 17 in court yesterday, Irv Joyner from North Carolina Central University's School of Law, similarly argued that the charges his clients face were violations of their rights. While the trial begins in September, McShirley says the judge appeared to understand Joyner's argument.
Next week I'll represent a whole group over there and we'll raise the same issues, and maybe a little more sharply since we now know what the judge's position is going to be on it.
Another issue McShirley raises is that protesters who've been arrested cannot return to the legislature to protest again because they're being barred by police who argue that their return constitutes trespassing.
Saying they can't go back to their people's house, can't go back to the place we paid the taxes for, that's patently unconstitutional.
Next week, 30 people will have their first court appearance, with 120 people being arrested again this week. More than 500 people still await their first day in court due to Morrow Monday protests. WCHL News Time, 6:18, 18 minutes after 6 o'clock. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL Air Traffic Report. First one of the morning brought to you by Grimble Jewelers in Chapel Hill. Whether you need a new watch battery, something really simple like that, you just want to browse what they have, or you're looking for an engagement ring or a special custom piece you've been dreaming of for a long time, Grimble Jewelers is there for you. Go see Berkeley Grimble at Grimble's, Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler in the Village Plaza next to Whole Foods. Well, very light traffic so far this morning. There is a little bit of fog out there, so please be careful. Maybe a little thick in some places out there. So visibility not great, but right now everything is copacetic with the traffic situation. Certainly it will change a little later on in the day, and when it does, Rand Northam is in the newsroom. He'll be reporting on traffic throughout the morning here on WCHL. If you spot anything out of the ordinary, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us and let us know what you see. We'll be glad to pass it along to everybody else, but right now everything is okay. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by the Carolina Inn. Join the Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar each and every day for their exceptional daily features, menus, specials, and hours available at carolinainn.com. And don't forget about Fridays on the Front Porch at the end of the week. It is 69 degrees right now, partly sunny, patchy fog in this morning, scattered showers and thunderstorms mainly in the afternoon. Our high today about 88 degrees. Chance of rain is 50%. That 50% chance of rain will continue tonight with a low around 70. And then tomorrow, a 40% chance of rain all day, but probably in the afternoon. A little fog to start first thing in the morning, but otherwise a fairly nice day. High tomorrow in the upper 80s. So the temperatures are kind of stuck right there in that same spot. And we'll just have to deal with that. It's a little bit warm and a little bit muggy. Time now for David Letterman and the top 10 list on WCHL.
From the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York, The Late Show with David Letterman. Top 10 list.
Eventually, it's going to happen. You'll turn the key and your engine won't start. Don't lose your ability to get around. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for a superstart battery. Whether it's a reliable economy, hardworking premium, or powerful extreme, you'll find it at an everyday low price. Don't let a dead battery slow you down. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It transcends trend. The crown jewel of the bun, yet so comfortable in beans.
Oscar Mayer.
The classic beef frank. Sublime for any occasion.
Black tie or BYO sweatpants.
Dress up Oscar Mayer in aioli and capers, or dress it down in a blanket, little pig style.
Wee-wee all the way home.
Groceries, essentials, signature value.
The everyday collection by Target.
Listen to this, Paul. Researchers claim that drugs one day will be developed within the next 5 years that will slow the aging process and enable humans to live to 150 years old.
150.
Yes, within 5 years, they will have the pharmaceutical possibility of extending life to 150 years.
Wow.
It's amazing. So the question category tonight, questions to ask yourself before attempting to live to 150. Before you make the attempt on 150. Here's some questions. It's a thought-provoking circumstance.
Okay. All right.
Questions to ask yourself. Number 10, do I want to put off retirement until I'm 138?
Yeah.
Number 9, am I that desperate to see Die Hard 30? Number 8, is 150 really the new 140? Number 7, can I keep this a secret from my wife? Number 6, can I get back the deposit on my cemetery plot? Number 5, will I have enough Viagra? Number 4, do I mind outliving the planet? Number 3, how many colonoscopies is too many colonoscopies? Number 2, will I end up looking like Larry King? And the number one question to ask yourself before attempting to live to 150, an extra half century of incontinence, what's the catch?
David Letterman, top 10 list on WCHL. Some mighty good points in there. Would you really want to live to be 150?
Don't forget to join Dave tonight. His guests will be Channing Tatum, Tim DeChristopher, and Fitz and the Tantrum. That's tonight on the CBS Television Network. Copyright 2013. Worldwide Fans Incorporated.
It is time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by UNC Family Medicine. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. UNC Women's Lacrosse Head Coach Jenny Levy is once again the National Coach of the Year, according to the Intercollegiate Women's Lacrosse Coaches Association, or the IWLCA. This award adds to the Coach of the Year award Levy received from Inside Lacrosse. She led the Tar Heels to their first national title and captured the crown in a thrilling triple overtime 13-12 sudden victory win over what the Poles team that is the best team in the land, Maryland. Levy is the fourth coach to win an NCAA championship as both a player and a head coach. She has the 6 most wins in NCAA women's lacrosse history. Jenny Levy also led the team to its best record of wins in school history, 18 victories in all, with just 3 losses during the campaign. Congratulations once again, the UNC Women's Lacrosse Intercollegiate Women's Lacrosse Coaches Association Coach of the Year, Jenny Levy. 6:25, 25 minutes after 6.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by LiftMaster Garage Door Openers. Use your smartphone to open or close your garage door anytime from anywhere. This is Charles Osgood. America used to be great at manufacturing. Manufacturing jobs in the United States peaked at about 20 million in 1979. 24 years later, when the Bethlehem Steel Plant in Pennsylvania shut down, there were 15 million. Our CBS News colleague Jim Axelrod went to Bethlehem to talk with retired steelworker Richie Check.
Check, who spent more than 40 years working here, still can't get used to the silence.
No whistles, no horns, no nothing. It makes you cry.
Little American history, folks, after this.
Where will you be when you remember you left the garage door open? Halfway to the office? Halfway around the world? Well, if you've got a LiftMaster garage door opener with MyQ technology, you've got nothing to worry about. With LiftMaster, you can use your smartphone or computer to open or close your garage door from anywhere. You can turn your house lights on or off, too. And LiftMaster garage door openers with battery backup keep your garage door working even if the power isn't. Find a dealer near you at LiftMaster.com.
If you're on Medicare Part B and have diabetes, you're probably at the corner of big changes and where will I get my testing supplies? Starting July 1st, if you use a mail order provider, you may have to find another option. Fortunately, Walgreens carries all major brands, including OneTouch, Contour, AccuCheck, Freestyle, and TrueTest. We also accept assignment and bill Medicare along with your supplemental insurance. Talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today at the corner of happy and healthy.
Richie Check is the man you want to talk to if you want to find out how it was in Bethlehem before they shut the steel plant down a decade ago, says Jim Axelrod.
Check is 80 years old now. His father worked in the plant, and so did his 9 brothers and sisters. It was a place where 32,000 men and women made the steel for ammunition, aircraft, and battleships during both world wars. The Golden Gate Bridge, the George Washington Bridge, 80% of the buildings that make up the New York City skyline, all built with Bethlehem steel.
This place is full of memories, I would think.
Memories? You don't know where to start.
He collects artifacts from Bethlehem Steel. Now a volunteer tour guide for the city, Check wants to make sure the life he cherished is remembered. A time when a factory job could send 3 kids to college.
If it had not been for Bethlehem Steel, they never would have gone.
Once a week or so, Check gets together with a group of retired steelworkers to talk about this way of life that once defined America. He can't help but choke up as the group of men keeps getting smaller.
That you know that person, you won't see him anymore. Just like Bethlehem Steel.
The Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Allergies getting to you? Pollen got you pooped? Dogwoods got you down? There's no need to suffer this allergy season. The doctors at UNC Family Medicine can help. Let us put together a personalized plan to keep you from sneezing and wheezing, whether it's spring, summer, or fall. Appointments are easy, and so is the parking. Find out more on the web at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
The new season at Carolina Performing Arts is coming with a celebration of artistic excellence and extraordinary, engaging experiences. Tickets, while they last, are on sale now. CPA Executive Director Emil Kang.
Our 13-14 season is much more of a whirlwind, transporting you to many different corners of the world, inspiring you to engage with the finest artists from around the world and to some unexpected, exciting places.
September through April will be a season to remember, an experience you won't want to miss at Memorial Hall.
The work that these artists do, they reveal, I think, a little bit about ourselves and about our own journey. And of course, we invite you to be part of that experience.
Build your own ticket packages, and single tickets are now on sale. Visit CarolinaPerformingArts.org. The best seats are going fast and will soon disappear.
Carolina Performing Arts. The world comes here.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Wine and Design. It's half off, $35 for a Wine and Design event, available now for $17. Rosalind opened a Wine and Design in Chapel Hill after she painted at the Raleigh location and loved the creative outlet and fun group atmosphere. Vouchers are good for evening painting classes from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Tuesdays through Saturdays, and signing up is simple and easy online. It's half off from Wine and Design. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover Weather, presented by Cruisers. It's Marketplace, serving the best-tasting fountain drinks in town. Made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees with a great chewy ice. Guaranteed to taste great. Cruisers, good to go. Your Chapel Hill Cover Weather is good to go, pretty much like yesterday, really. Partly sunny, patchy fog this morning for a little while. Otherwise, scattered showers and thunderstorms, 50-50 chance of that happening today, probably in the afternoon if it does. High today in the upper 80s, about 88 or 89 degrees ought to be our high. Tonight, we'll have a 50% chance of rain continuing. Low tonight, about 70 degrees. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a little patchy fog again, with a chance of showers and thunderstorms probably in the afternoon. High tomorrow, again in the upper 80s, and a 40% chance of rain tomorrow. That will extend all the way through tomorrow night as well. Then a 50% chance of rain coming on Thursday.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has spoken out regarding U.S. demands to extradite former NSA contractor Edward Snowden. Reporter Kevin O'Flynn is in Moscow with more on today's declaration by Lavrov.
It was a very short statement. He basically said that Russia has no relationship to Snowden or to his relationships with the American justice system or to do with his movements around the world. He chose the route himself, and they only learned about this through the media. He did not cross the Russian border.
Russia's foreign minister did not say where Snowden is. He could be seeking asylum in Ecuador. The U.S. sent word to other countries warning them not to offer asylum. Edward Snowden spent weeks in Hong Kong before taking off. In Beijing, reporter Shannon Van Sant says the Chinese have reacted to U.S. demands.
Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hua Chunying said it is unreasonable for the United States to question Hong Kong's handling of the affair in accordance with law.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 6:32, 28 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL. We have 69 degrees this morning. Look for a high today of about 88 or 89. Partly sunny, but then some clouds in the afternoon, maybe a chance of a shower or a thunder shower. United States Congressman David Price of Chapel Hill spoke to more than 1,000 protesters yesterday at Mass Moral Monday in Raleigh. The North Carolina NAACP's demonstrations have grown dramatically from just a local effort to a statewide movement to now garnering national attention. This week, 120 people were arrested, bringing the total to more than 550 since the protest started in late April. WCHL's Rachel Nash was there, as always, and she has more on the story.
It's a combination of what's happening in our state, which is just so far beyond normal politics or normal changes. This is a real wrecking crew. This is a real Tea Party extremism, and it's denying people health insurance. It's out to destroy, I believe, public education. It's putting up barriers to the right to vote, and on it goes.
That's Congressman David Price. He represents the 4th District in North Carolina, which encompasses Orange, Durham, and Chatham counties, among others. Price joined representatives from the AFL-CIO of North Carolina and a number of other labor and women's organization groups in protest of the policies of the Republican-controlled legislature.
This is North Carolina. This is the state that we've thought of as the guiding light of the new South. North Carolina seems to be just determined to go right there to the bottom.
North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory recently said that the Moral Monday movement was made up of outsiders and not natives of North Carolina. A UNC study determined that 98% of protesters were local to the state.
It's a grassroots movement. It gets bigger every week. I just feel like I got to show support.
And though the rallies are due to the efforts of North Carolinians, they are gaining the attention of national media outlets such as Fox News and MSNBC. The network sent multiple camera crews to cover the event. NAACP State Chapter President and protest leader Reverend William Barber asked Price to join him on stage, as well as a bevy of state leaders who were in attendance, including North Carolina Representative Verla Insko and North Carolina Senator Ellie Kinnaird.
One of the most important things is we need to get the word to the public about what is happening in the legislature and the damage they're doing. For me personally, it's 16 years of my work just being destroyed.
Kinnaird, who has attended many of the protests, said she's concerned about a multitude of legislation that's already been passed and is also going through the General Assembly. Due to a decision by North Carolina lawmakers, more than 70,000 residents will lose access to federal unemployment benefits when new state laws go into effect on July 1st.
We're just going down the tubes. Environmental justice, racial justice, social justice, we're taking giant steps backwards, and we really need to be moving forwards from where we were, not backwards at all.
That's John, a resident of Chapel Hill, who chose not to give his last name for fear of jeopardizing his job. He was arrested Monday, along with Mary Beth Powell of Carborough.
I really had to go out on a limb and do this today, but I wanted to make a stand and make a statement that I'm just tired of these policies, and this is my right as a citizen to express my displeasure. I would just encourage anybody to come see democracy in action. It's pretty powerful.
Powell said she was pleased to see Congressman Price in attendance, in addition to other state and local leaders representing Orange County. Barber issued a call for another Mass Moral Monday to take place next week. He's promised the protests will continue even after the General Assembly ends its regular session this summer. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
As the Moral Monday protests ended their second full month, 17 of the very first protesters to get arrested appeared in court for the first time yesterday. Like the majority of the other protesters who were arrested in the state's legislative building for protesting, those who appeared before the judge were charged with trespassing, failure to disperse, and holding up signs. Al McShirley, a civil rights lawyer who lives here in Chapel Hill, and who will be representing some of those arrested, says the charges are clearly unconstitutional.
The charge is ridiculous to say if people were walking into the legislature and holding up a sign that that was somehow a crime.
Next week, 30 people will have their first court appearance, with 120 people being arrested again this week. More than 500 people still await their first day in court due to Moral Monday protests. When the Carborough Aldermen meet tonight, the board will consider an economic development agreement to encourage Fleet Feet Sports to keep its corporate headquarters and flagship store in Carborough. As Fleet Feet looks to consolidate its office and retail space, Carborough leaders are hoping to keep the shoe retailer in town by negotiating a four-way deal with Fleet Feet, the Jesse Callisher Gallery, and management at the 300 East Main Street development. If approved, Fleet Feet would move into a new building at 300 East Main, which would include both office and retail space. The Callisher Gallery would move into Fleet Feet space at 406 East Main Street, and the town of Carborough would subsidize parking for the gallery in the 300 East Main parking deck. The town will also purchase Fleet Feet's current office space above Acme Restaurant at a cost of $568,000. The board will also discuss possible change to the town's towing ordinance and consider limiting the places where more than four unrelated individuals can live. The Carborough Aldermen meet at 7:30 tonight at Carborough Town Hall. Lawmakers are making contingency plans since there's no state budget in place with less than a week to go before the North Carolina government year ends. The Senate Appropriations Committee prepared to meet this morning to debate and vote on a stopgap spending proposal that would keep funding government operations starting July 1st as budget talks continue. The Senate, House, and Governor Pat McCrory have to agree on the temporary budget extension. The proposal is needed because legislative leaders haven't made much progress in negotiating a final budget for the next 2 years. That's because they're trying to first reach a deal on a tax overhaul, which will guide budget writers on how much money they have to spend. And news around town this morning on WCHL. In case you don't know, 4th of July festivities will return to Keenan Stadium this year. Beginning at 7 p.m. on the 4th of July, the event will include a performance by Kenny Mann and Liquid Pleasure from right here in Chapel Hill. There will also be a watermelon eating contest with a grand prize of UNC football tickets. And, of course, a great fireworks display starting at about 9:30. The event is free to the public, but those attending are encouraged to donate $1 per person or $5 for family. I will be there as your host for fireworks on stage at Keenan Stadium. It's always a lot of fun. Carborough author and third place winner in the Writers of the Future Science Fiction Contest, Alex Wilson, is having a book signing at Flyleaf Books this coming Friday starting at 7 p.m. Wilson will be signing his various works that he's published in science fiction collections like Asimov's Science Fiction and the Writers of the Future Anthology. WCHL News Time, 6:39, 21 minutes until 7 o'clock, WCHL. He's the mayor of Pittsburgh. He's also the chair of the North Carolina Democratic Party. Randy Voller has today's commentary coming up next.
Hi, this is Susie Wicks, the head nurse at Carborough Family Medicine, where we provide outstanding medical care from newborns to geriatrics. If you're looking for a family doctor, I hope you'll consider Carborough Family Medicine. Our mission is to provide excellent health care and promote lifelong wellness for your entire family. I am proud that our staff is second to none in providing a friendly, caring, hometown welcome to all of our patients. I invite you to find out why we put the emphasis on family in family medicine. Find out more at CarborougheFamilyMedicine.net.
Did you know there's a state-of-the-art community college right here in Orange County? Hi, this is Penny Gluck, Executive Dean of Durham Tech's Orange County campus, and I invite you to find out why our enrollment is soaring and our class offerings are up 70% since last year. Our campus is green and sustainable with well-equipped classrooms, science labs, computer labs, and a spacious library, all designed to provide a first-class education. Find out more at durhamtech.edu and click on the Orange County campus.
You wouldn't start a home repair project without the right tools, and if you're starting your own business, the right tools are essential to success. At the UPS store, we have a small business startup toolkit that includes a private mailbox, packing services, flyers, brochures, business cards, and more. What's in your small business toolkit? Ask about our small business startup toolkit today at the UPS stores. We love small business, and we love logistics.
The University Stores on Fordham Boulevard next to the Chapel Hill University Inn, Meadowmont, and Chapel Hill North.
Time for a quiz. What Chapel Hill Group is investing in our local environment by buying carbon offsets, planting new trees, and ensuring toxic elements don't get into our water supply? And what Chapel Hill Group generously donates to hundreds of local social causes every day of every week of every year? The answer? Chapel Hill's business community. Surprised? You shouldn't be. Local business owners understand that commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals community. Commerce Plus in Chapel Hill. Find out more at opentobusiness.biz.
Hi, this is Randy Voller, Mayor of Pittsburgh. You're listening to WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz, the North Carolina Association of Broadcasters Personality of the Year.
Well, thank you, Randy. It's 6:42, 18 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Randy Voller. I'm the Mayor of Pittsburgh and the North Carolina Democratic Party Chairman. The old adage says that all politics are local, and I concur. When it's all said and done, the legislative decisions that we make in Washington, Raleigh, and in our local county and municipal governments directly impact the quality of our lives and the kinds of communities that we call home. For this reason, I urge citizens to get involved in their democracy and specifically to pay attention to issues that affect our water. Now, whether the discussion concerns fracking, riparian buffers, pollution that reaches our streams, or debates regarding Jordan Lake and the Jordan Lake rules, we need to be vigilant about the quality of our water, how we treat our water, and if we will have enough safe drinking water for the future. Water is the single access resource for economic development, public health, and opportunity, and should never be taken for granted. If we fail to get involved and don't make a difference in our communities to protect our water, we run the risk of squandering the one essential resource that we all need for basic life and civilization, water. This is Randy Voller.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Wake up every morning with one of Chapel Hill's leading action adults, Ron Stutz in the Morning News. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Tar Heel Trivia, brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. Here's your host, Jones Angel.
The Tar Heels entered the 2013 NCAA tournament as the number 8 seed in the South Regional. It was the third time in Carolina history in which the Heels have been a number 8 seed in the tournament and matched the lowest seed Carolina has ever had. Today's Tar Heel Trivia question asks, what other two seasons were the Tar Heels a number 8 seed in the NCAA tournament? The answer comes up after this. Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time. Your Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agent wants to make sure your family can recover quickly if disaster strikes. So have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency kit and disaster plan, so your family experiences little disruption.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Today's Tar Heel Trivia question asks, which two seasons, other than last year, were the Tar Heels a number 8 seed in the NCAAs, matching their lowest seed ever? Well, the 1989-90 campaign saw Carolina enter the NCAAs as the number 8 seed in the Midwest Regional and produced one of the biggest upsets in the Tar Heels' storied history as Carolina beat top-ranked Oklahoma on the way to the Sweet 16, where the Heels fell to Arkansas. Carolina made an unlikely run to the Final Four in 2000 as the number 8 seed in the South Regional with victories over Missouri, top-seeded Stanford, Tennessee, and Tulsa, before falling to Florida in the national semifinals.
Tar Heel Trivia has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
All right. Good to hear Jones Angel again this morning. 646 at WCHL, 14 minutes until 7 o'clock. This is Ron Stutz. Coming up next, we'll take a look at your traffic and weather together. We also have celebrity birthdays, Freddie Kiger's trivia quiz, and today's WCHL hometown hero.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. Most of us don't get to work at home in our PJs. If traffic and a commute are part of your daily routine, let us make that part of your day a little more enjoyable. Stop by Cruiser's and enjoy a fresh brewed coffee and fresh baked biscuit in the morning, or a refreshing fountain drink with chewy ice, a hot dog, or a snack to end your day. Cruiser's has four commuter-friendly area locations at Chapel Hill North, Glen Lennox, Powell Place, and Briar Chapel.
Cruiser's, good to go.
Are you the type who simply can't resist a classic?
He's looking at you, kid.
Go ahead. Make my day.
If you can't resist a classic, then Breadman's Restaurant is the perfect place for you. You'll love the banana pudding.
Hello, gorgeous.
And you can get a full breakfast anytime.
Inconceivable!
Open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily.
Breadman's Restaurant, since 1974. A Chapel Hill classic.
Thank God is my witness. I'll never be hungry again.
Never play poker with a guy named Lucky. Never hit a pinata that has hornets coming out of it. Never play rock, paper, scissors with Edward Rock Hands or Edward Paper Hands. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get a comprehensive oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for $19.99. Up to 5 quarts conventional oil, shop fees extra, most vehicles at participating Midas.
Hey, what's happening? I'm Right Brand Bacon, the bigger, better bacon. When you bite into Right Brand Bacon, it's like DJ Bacon dropping a beat in a packed bacon disco in your mouth. I'm so meaty and delicious, I'm like meat candy. When you fry me up, I smell so good, it draws a crowd like free money. I'm so tempted.
Right Brand Bacon, bigger, better bacon. Find out more at biggerbetterbacon.com.
All righty then, time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL, and traffic brought to you this morning by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Stop in for a quick lunch and select from 8 juicy smoked meats and some great fresh sides as well. Dickie's Barbecue Pit in Durham off Mount Moriah Road. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is. Rand Northam has been preparing for hours for this traffic report, and I'm just really curious to see what he's come up with.
Well, unfortunately, I've got some stuff to report on this morning, as
yeah, too bad.
Don't usually have at this time in the morning, but there are some slowdowns out there right now that you need to know about. NC-54 westbound between I-40 and Barbie Chapel Road seeing some delays. 15-501 southbound just past the East Franklin split before Estes Drive seeing a little bit of a delay. Also just past the NC-54 interchange and heading towards Manning Drive seeing a delay on 15-501 southbound as well. Then 15-501 northbound between Ephesus Church Road and I-40 seeing delays this morning as well. Otherwise, things are moving smoothly. I-40 not reporting any accidents or delays right now. That's good news. The Durham Freeway moving smoothly as well. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask that you do that safely.
Well, as always, extremely well done. Thank you so much. Well,
thank you.
We'll talk to you again around 7:15.
Sounds good.
All right. Rand Northam with a look at your morning traffic on WCHL. Watch out there, a little fog as well. And our Chapel Hill Carborough weather forecast brought to you this morning by Carborough Family Medicine, serving Carborough, Chapel Hill, and surrounding communities for 30 years. If you like the idea of a team whose goal is your good health, join them at Carborough Family Medicine. Find them on the web at CarboroughFamilyMedicine.net. It is 70 degrees right now. Partly sunny. A little patchy fog this morning, as I mentioned. Scattered showers and thunderstorms very possible today. 50-50 chance of rain probably in the afternoon. High today about 88 or 89. Tonight partly cloudy with a 50% chance of rain continuing. Low 70. And tomorrow we'll have a 40% chance of rain and the high in the upper 80s. So Pretty rainy forecast is going to continue. We have celebrity birthdays on the way next, followed by Freddie Kiger's trivia quiz. And today's WCHL hometown hero is Kevin Cragwell. All of that straight ahead on WCHL.
I could not be more proud of my ring, honestly.
That's Haley Best, Miss North Carolina 2011, talking about her engagement ring from Diamonds Direct Crabtree.
Every single time I show my ring to a friend or a stranger, their next question is, what does your fiancé do for a living? And my answer is, he shops at Diamonds Direct, because that's all I can say. That's the only way I can explain it.
Fiancé Andrew Jernigan agrees. After dozens of stores and hundreds of diamonds, Diamonds Direct was the obvious choice for his beauty queen.
Selection like no one's ever seen. You feel like you walked into King Solomon's mines. There are diamonds everywhere. No one could offer me a value remotely close to Diamonds Direct, and that is literally comparing in-store, online, across the entire United States.
Diamonds Direct Crabtree.
You'd have to see Haley's ring to believe it. You'd say, oh my God, where did you get this? Well, we can tell you where we got it. We got it at Diamonds Direct, and never felt better about any purchase I've made.
Best decision we ever made.
Without a doubt.
On Glenwood, outside Crabtree Valley Mall, across from Fleming's.
And it is time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHO. We've got a whole bunch of them. Actress June Lockhart, who was Timmy's mom on Lassie, remember her? 88 years old today. Civil rights activist James Meredith is 80. Eddie Floyd, 76 years old. Guess I better knock on wood. Yeah, great guy, too. Actress Barbara Montgomery, 74 years old today. Actress Mary Beth Peel, who is on the TV in The Good Wife, 73 years old today. Basketball Hall of Famer Willis Reed turned 71 years old. Writer, producer, director Gary David Goldberg, 69. Singer Carly Simon is 68 years old today. Let's see here. Jimmy Walker, the actor and comedian, 66. Died on my... Hard to believe he's 66 years old. Television personality Phyllis George is 64. Michael Sabatino, 58 years old today. George Michael, 50 years old today. Former NBA player Dikembe Mutombo, 47. Contemporary Christian musician Sean Kelly is 42. Actress Angela Kinsey, 42. And actress Busy Phillips is 34 years old today. Actress Linda Cardellini, 38 years old today. Got some local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. Chuck Morton, happy birthday, Chuck! Chuck's wearing no shoes. Kathy Mills has a birthday today, as does Donna Fullman. And our birthday winner of the day is Clarence Potter. Happy birthday, Clarence. We got a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores at Metamont and Florida Boulevard for you. And Clarence Potter, happy birthday from all of us at WCHL. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Tuesday morning, you know what that means.
It means
Rock and Roll Tuesday.
Yes, sir.
Freddie Kiger.
We're doing one-hit wonders today.
Yeah. I saw a bumper sticker on a car the other day in our parking lot here at the radio station.
Yeah.
Somebody's driving a Volkswagen, and it's bumper sticker that's actually on the car itself, not on the bumper, but on the back of the car.
Yeah.
It says, Born to Rock, Forced to Work. I thought that was pretty cool.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw recently some girl riding a little motor scooter.
Uh-huh.
And she said, Born to be Mild.
I like that.
Flip that W into an M, man.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, I've seen some people on golf courses who have drivers as big as a dadgum Volkswagen.
Uh-huh.
Sweet. Right. Yeah.
I wonder if it helps their golf games.
You know what? If it's between, is it 6 inches between the ears?
Yeah.
If you think it does,
yeah,
you know?
Then I guess maybe it does.
Go for it.
Well, what kind of rock and roll trivia question do you
got? One hit wonders, and here we go, ladies and gentlemen. The year is 1968.
Okay.
The month was June.
Great time.
Name the artist for this classic instrumental that every high school in the entire country learned to play. Ron's got it.
Okay.
Put it down.
Am I got it on the right side?
Over. You got the B side.
Okay. Sorry. Sorry.
Well, actually, that's kind of, that's interesting. But yeah, you got the right side now. Okay.
All right. All right. Here we go. Everybody listen carefully.
Give us a call, 929-WCHL, if you know the name of this particular tune.
All right. Everybody listen really closely. I'm curious to see what this is, too. Oh, I got it. You know what that is? Call right now if you know the answer. What's the name of the song and who's the artist? All right, that's all you get this morning, and that should be easy enough, I think. Instrumental, famous song? Call right now if you know what it is.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager, Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Kevin Cragwell is Health and Wellness Director at the Chapel Hill Carborough YMCA. This is the guy who lives and breathes his job.
Well, I appreciate that, Ron. It's definitely a passion of mine.
Kevin Cragwell is today's WCHL hometown hero.
Well, the passion really started out as a personal journey. I wanted to take ownership of my own health and well-being, and it probably started more from a fitness perspective and then slowly but surely evolved into a health and wellness perspective. And prior to my coming to the Y as a movement, as I regard the YMCA, I worked in several Ys in the Triangle. The YMCA is a perfect vehicle for me to help members of our community live a healthier lifestyle.
Kevin Cragwell really enjoys helping other people, and he uses himself as a good example of what you can do with a little hard work and dedication.
I believe I am living the proverbial dream. You know, I've done a lot of things in my life, and I believe that my natural skill set is one that I enjoy chatting with folks, and then I more so enjoy loving on people and helping them. And I think it just bodes well. When I ran into the YMCA 15 years ago, it did something internally. And I don't want to sound too sappy, but something internally just said, this is the place for you, and this is the capacity in which you can serve your community.
If you'd like to find out more about what Kevin and the Y have to offer,
visit our website at chcymca.org or call us at 919-442-9622. Look on our website and see the wealth of health and fitness classes. I offer 56 classes a week, a lot of which are water fitness classes, Silver Sneakers program, which is a great program for our seniors in the community, typically subsidized through their health insurance. We offer a wealth of kids programming also.
We ask Kevin for a little advice for all of us.
Be aware that it is critically important. Health and fitness is just as important as the maintenance of our car. We definitely have to look inside and don't focus on what we can't do, but what you can do. Start out with baby steps. Even if it's getting up and walking around your house once or twice, if you really are coming from an extremely sedentary position. But just get out and walk. If you can walk, just get out, start with 5 to 10 minutes every other day. And then as you get stronger, you can start to build on that, along with healthier nutrition.
Kevin Cragwell, Health and Wellness Director at the Chapel Hill Carborough Y. He's great at what he does, helping other people, and he's just one terrific guy. He's today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
All right, 6:59, a minute before 7 o'clock at WCHL.
Oh, man, that's got a really recognizable beginning there.
Every high school played this thing.
You know this song right away when you hear it. The Horse by Cliff Nobles and Company.
Yes, sir. The Horse. It was one of those one-hit wonders. And congratulations to, ironically, Cliff Phillips, who called in with the answer to the question this morning. Knew that song. Cliff Nobles and Company. Cliff Phillips. Are you kidding me? Really? Cliff gets a swap trivia prize and also gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers. We'll have another question for you bright and early tomorrow morning on WCHL. The Horse, Cliff Nobles and Company on WCHL. Pretty cool, huh?
Ron Stutz in the morning. Progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
7 o'clock.
Here is the equation. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship in Chapel Hill.